We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning three quarters of the way down Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis by the two dots of Shtei Yadayim. The first word on line is Hazevach, and we're going by words of Shtei Yadayim. The halach is, you have to smicho with both your hands, if you lean with all your might, with both your hands, al roisha. Not immediately. How do you have to do smicho with two hands? Not immediately. Omra Shlokesh, Omra Kra, it says in the Pasuk, V'somach Aroin es shtei yodov aroish ha-sara chai. Talking about the sara al-azazel. It says yodov, but it's missing the yud. It's just yud dalad vav. It looks like yodoy. It's read yodoy, but you read it as shtei yodov aroish ha-sara. So since it says shtei and it's written yodoy, this teaches us that all over the Torah, if it says v'somach es yodoy aroish ha-par, whatever the case is, v'somach es yodoy aroish kabonoy, Yodai means two hands. Amra Shlakus, Amra Krav, Asamach, Aron Shtei Yodav, Ksiv Yodai. It's written as Yodai. V'ksiv Shtei, and it says two. Zebonav, Lekomok, this is a binyan av, Lekomokim, Shenema, Yodai. Anytime it says Yodai in the Torah, Harekan Shtayim. It's two. Ach, Yefarat, Lachal, Kosav, Achas. Told says one. So therefore, every time it says in the Torah, Asamach, Yodai, Aresh, Kabana, it means two hands. Like we find over here, Shtei Yodav, and the Yod is written Yodai. So teach us that every time it says Yodai, it also means two hands. That is a drasha or a shlokish. Also Rabbi Elazar went, Amr Allah Shmaitz Be'er drasha. He said over this drasha that we learn now from Shtei Yodav, it says Shtei Yodai, that every time it says Yodai, it means two hands. He said it over, but Amr Allah Shmaitz Be'er shlokish. He didn't say it, B'Shem shlokish. And the Sfasem has learned that really he was B'chavin himself. But he still, since Rav Shlokish said it first, he should have said it B'Shem shlokish. Shom Rav Shlokesh Be'ikpid. Rav Shlokesh heard about this, he's upset. He's upset about it. Therefore, he started to slug him up. Amalei, he asked him a kasha on his drasha. He says, Isak adayetach kol hecha de ksiv yodai tarati ninu. If every time he says yodai is two, lomali lemichtav yodav. Yodav. Why in the Torah does it say yodav with a yud sometimes? Which means yodav, the aloshin rabim, which means two hands. Anytime yodai means two hands, why have to say yodav ever? You tell me that, you know, Yodav always means two, so why does it have to say Yodav? So actually, Esther Medal Yodav. He asked him from 24 different times in the Torah, it says Yodav. Some examples are Yodav to Vienna. This pasuk is talking about the Tnufa by a Shlomim. It says Yodav to Vienna. So it says there Yodav. It says Yodav Rav Loi. This is a pasuk by the Bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu to Yehuda, says Yodav Rav Loi, it's also Lashon Yodav with the Yud, and Sikolas Yodav by Yaakov Avinu, when he switches hands around Ephraim and Asher, says Sikolas Yodav. So he asked him, if Yodav means two, why is it ever say Yodav? So Ishtik, Rav Elazar was quiet, it's a good kasha. Agav, it says over here, 24 times. So the Mefarshim are bothered by that in the Torah, it only says around 10 times Yodav, and in Tanakh, it's more than 24 times, I think it's around 40 times. So I in the Nemukei Agriv and others that ask speak about this kasha, exactly where does the number 24 come from? Some say 24 is just a lashon, like it's like, you know, we give a lashon of a lot of time, say 24. Okay. The Basan Noch Daitei, after Rosh Lakish felt better, Amalei, my timer, why don't you tell me, you can answer me like this, Loi Taimali, why don't you tell me, Yodav the Smicha Kamri. By Smicha, never says Yodav. It only says Yodai. And when teaching us, it always means two. It never says the word Yodav with a Yod by Smicha. So that's what we said. Every time it says Yodai, by Smicha, it means two. And there you don't have to say Yodav Taka. So, Freyti Marv, Smicha Namik Siva, Yismech is Yodav Allah. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Soymech his hands on Yeshua to give him over the new leadership. And it says Yismech is Yodav with a Yod. So, like tomorrow, never says by smicha behema a lashon of yodav, only says yodai, and this is the drasha. The yodai always means two hands. Bottom line is that smicha needs two hands.
He still has a cash.
Huh?
He still has a cash. Why did he say that? People talk about the smicha.
What's the kasha? What's the kasha? No. He's saying this, that you never find. No, he's not kasha. He said he asked the kasha on Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar never teretz. So he said, you should have answered me like that. That's what I mean. It's not a kasha. He's saying, he answered the own kasha. He asked him a kasha and he answered the kasha. He answered the kasha saying that the answer to the kasha is you don't find your dove ever by smicha of a behemoth. Right. Very smack. Okay. said the end of the Mishnah, when Makam Shasayim Kham Shaykhtim, take of a smicha shchita. Great the Gemara, Maika Amar. And Rashi explains the kasha is like this, that you already told me that you have to do the shchita b'makom the smicha. So what are you saying, take of smicha shchita? Of course, if you have to be in that spot, obviously it's right away. Maika Amar. So Maika Amar, it's a reason. B'makom Shasayim Kham Shaykhtim, why do you have to do the shchita in the same place as the smicha? You know why? Should take of a smicha shchita, because right next to the smicha is a shchita, therefore you have to do it in that town, that spot, that minute, because that spot, we have to do it in that spot because you have to do it right away. Zok the Mishnah right there. Next time I'm going to try to finish the parak. Zok the Mishnah. Chayme b'smicha b'tnufa, and b'tnufa b'smicha. Smicha has a chumra over tnufa, and tnufa has a chumra over smicha. What are these chumras? She'echod meinif l'chol ha'chaveirim, ve'inechod tzoymech l'chol ha'chaveirim. The halacha is that if five people bring carbon v'shutvis, one person does tnufa for everyone. Masha'inke by smicha, every single one of the five have to do smicha. We looked at this yesterday from a drasha. That's the chumra of that smicha has over tnufa, that everyone has to do smicha. What's the chumra of tnufa over smicha? Chumra tnufa, sh'atnufa neheges b'kavanas yachad k'vanas tzibur, which is also by smicha. B'chayim over shchutim, and that's where the difference is. There's no din of smicha on shchutim. You don't do smicha on geshachtin, a slaughtered animal, on top of tzadik dal. And also tnufa is possible with dovish by ruchaim, dovish ein by ruchaim, which is what? Which is by lechem. If something has lechem, it's tnufa on the lechem. Mashenke smicha, you don't have smicha on something that's not alive, like a lechem. Mashenke is smicha. So smicha is missing two of these. There's no smicha, like the Rashi on, Yuchas Rashi on top speaks out, the ein noyegim v'shchutim. First of all, there's no smicha by shchutim. Ve'ein noyeg elo v'dovash yesh v'ruchayim. And it's also noyeg, it's not noyeg v'dovar, that ein v'ruchayim, only v'dovash yesh v'ruchayim. So I'm going to talk about Bundan of Reiser. In the Pasuk it says, karbonoi, we had this before, and we darash in the rabbis, kol bali karbon l'smicha. That every single bala carbon, every single owner of a carbon, even though it's a shutvis, needs a smicha. Shiachol, v'aloi dinu be kalachayim, ma tnufa, shes rab v'shchutim, ma dach tnufa, that's rab v'shchutim, that you can do tnufa on shchutim, it's a maila, it's a chumra. You do shchutim also, you have, even by geshachtan animal, you find, like, by the kivsi atzeres, that you have the halacha of tnufa, so still the halacha is smata b'chavarim, b'chavarim, that not everyone has to do tnufa, we'll see soon why. So smicha, so it's rabbis shchutim, smicha, you can only do smicha by a shachut, by a slaughtered animal. So for sure, any din should smite the chayvrim. Should not have a din of chayvrim that everyone should do smicha. So that's what you would say, tamalem a carbon, or the rabbis call by a common smicha. We learn from here that all balei carbon do smicha. Zog tomorrow vayde, v'tis rabbe tenufa b'chayvrim mekavachayma. Why don't we marbe tenufa b'chayvrim mekavachayma? We should marba that now the other way. Let's go all the way. Maybe tnufa, every person do tnufa makava chaimer. Ma smicha shes rab shchutim madach smicha. Then loin it's rab sof shchutim by smicha that there's no ribui by shchutim. It's rab sof chayvrim. Smicha doesn't apply to shchutim. Still, everyone has to do smicha. Tnufa is rab shchutim. Tnufa that has a chumra that even shchutim have tnufa in a din shes rab chayvrim shouldn't be that everyone does tnufa. So the Gemara's kasha is, let everyone do tnufa for kavachayma. So the Gemara, Shem Deloy Afshir, because you can't do that. You can't have everyone do tnufa. Why not? Hey chilavet, live for kulavad adadi. Let everyone do tnufa together. Kahavi chatzitza. It'll be a chatzitza. Leinif, lahad leinif. Okay, so if it's a chatzitza, because then they're going to be under the other person's hand, so each person do tnufa separately. Very simple. So all five do tnufa separately. No, the halacha is tnufa mrachmana, veloy tnufais. There's a drasha that dafka one tenufa and not a lot of tenufas. Therefore, it's not possible to have everyone do a tenufa. Rashi asks, we find a kohen does the tenufa together with the bailam, so why isn't there a problem of chatzitza? And for Rashi, the biggest side that Tosafot brings down earlier, that Rashi says, ikat tenufa is a bailam, ikat tenufa is a bailam. The kohen is only subordinate, and therefore, the kohen does not have a problem of chatzitza. That's the way that Rashi answers his kasha. Tosef Samach Aleph Amud Beis has a different mahalach to answer his kasha. He says by a kohen it's possible they both touch different parts of it. He says there it could be because Tosef on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis says where it says kohen maniach yod takas yadabaylim says lav dafka koma takas yadabaylim mamish them can have yadabaylim chatzitza ben ektiv in a kohen. That's a problem with chatzitza. So he says it can't be like that. So it must be they do it side by side. That's the way he learns over there. But by five people, he can't do that already. And therefore, there's no tenufa by all five people. Break the Maravaita like this. You tell me there's no such thing as smicha by shchutim. That's what Mishnah says. Smicha by shchutim, something as smicha on something that's been slaughtered already. Is that true? But nah, and we learned in the Mishnah, Masechtas Tamid. Bezmanchik, we know the Kohen Gadol, noit chelik b'roish, then can makir of chelik b'roish. Anytime he wants, he can makir of a carbon, and he could take a chelik. So it's in the Mishnah like this. Bezmanchik Kohen Gadol, roit chel hakter, when the Kohen Gadol wanted to be makir, he wanted to be the one to makir, haya oyla b'kevesh, he went up the ramp, and we had already 9 kahanim who used to bring the different chalokim of the animal to the Mizbeach. So he stands on the kevesh, vaskan biyamina, stands on his right side, he gil machs the kevesh, gets halfway up, achas gan biyaminoi, ve'leu, the skan holds on to his right side and schleps him up to kevesh. V'hoishloi harishoin, and then the first kohen, whose job was to bring the things that yamakta to the mizbeach, he handed him the roish v'aregel. What does the kohen do? The kohen gadol, soymech leim, the smich on it, v'zarkon, throws it into the fire. The second one who was carrying the shtei adayim, he hands l'rishon shtei adayim, and the rishon gives the l'kayin, nice l'kayin, gadol, soymech leim dosmicha v'zarkon, he throws it. Nishmat ha-sheni, sheni leaves, v'halach loy, and the third one comes, and so on and so forth. V'kachoy mishin loy shar kol evarim, soymech leim v'zarkon, soymech leim v'zarkon. Klar, they do smicha on shchutim. Vizmanchu writes, so if he wants even the Kohen Gadol, who's Saimech? Vachem Zarkim. He even could just do smicha and someone else will throw it into the fire. So what do you see? Very clear, the smicha in my shchutim. What's the Mishnah talking about? There's no smicha by shchutim. So my first Mishnah, Mesechtas Talmud, there is smicha by shchutim. So Gemara is not a riot. On my baya, hosom shum kvoidoi the Kohen Gadol, or shum yukur the Kohen Gadol, some have the gersa. So the Rashi Kisviya learns sounds like this, that his aktara should be ma'ula mashar aktaras. That's why we don't need smicha. We just want to make a difference. We want to show his haktara is in a different level. And therefore we make smicha. That's the way Rashi Kisviya learns. The way Rashi, in Meyuchas Rashi learns, he says, She'e nira kemoi shehikiv hu es kulon, hoye soymech aleyem, beloy shetei smicha sam negev shchutim natari. He says, you want to look like that he was makir of everything. So therefore, he puts a stamp on it, but he's samech on it. Puts a stamp on it, but he's samech on it. But betzem, there's no din smicha by shchutim. So vada min ha-taira, there's no real din of smicha by shchutim. This is only because yukur kohen gadol, and that's the mishnah means that tnufa is a milo over smicha. Tnufa is even by shchutim, but smicha is not by shchutim. Hadra loch perek shtei midos b'li neder.